Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Mike Calda Show.
What was that little? I thought you were trying to send me a message.
No.
Just smiling at me?
I was smiling because of that.
Oh, the tooth thing?
Yeah. Oh.
Not very happy with the call out for phone calls. Gary, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Gary.
I'm in Sarasota. I never call, but this phone thing, dude. You got to watch out. And it's not so much when my girl's on the phone. It's when she breaks out the tablet. That's what I got to watch out.
Why? What happens there?
She'll get on WhatsApp or
hang up. Wait, hold on. First of all, you can't say that word.
Sorry.
Give it a second. Hold on. She gets on Google WhatsApp, and she asks you to get her what?
She'll ask me to get cards for her so she has more time because she has a pretty beater phone.
So she has to buy, time to be on the phone?
Right.
So it's a prepaid. Okay.
So now you're prepaying a phone that she's using to cheat on you with?
Well, I don't think she's cheating because she doesn't work. And I work, two jobs, but, I mean, she's always home because we only have one car.
Oh, dude, and, she's always
home.
Yeah,
because there's no way somebody could come to your place.
Yeah.
Or pick
no,
her
bro,
up.
I got cameraed up.
Okay, but if she's home alone all day and she's bored, you know she's probably on the WhatsApp.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Would you care if she was sending people, boob pictures?
No, because if it gets her hot, I mean,
Right, I get you. If it's somebody she's never going to meet.
Right.
What if she's...
A lot of the guys are from, Texas and New Jersey and, California, and it's just lonely dudes on the internet. I get that.
And now,
are they sending her money, too? Is that why she's doing it?
Maybe she should start asking them for money.
Well, if some dude's going to send us money to go to Outback, okay.
Yeah. Well, what's your girl look like? Maybe I'll send you a couple bucks. Is she hot?
Yes. Yo, dude, she's smoking hot.
All right, hold on. Because we may have different ideas of what hot is. Okay.
She's like five. She's
well,
like
hold
five
on. I want to see a picture. I'm sure she got Facebook or something, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Give it to Carmen. Carmen, get that. Now, is she hot, Calvin?
Yeah, she's going to be hot.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, he's willing to put up with her sending pictures to other dudes.
Yeah. Right, and he sounds like one of those guys that's just like a work guy, but he's probably like a good-looking guy. He's got tattoos and probably chokes girls on a regular basis.
Him as being like a young guy, and she's definitely cheating on him.
No, he's a younger guy, but I'd say he's probably like in his late 20s, maybe early 30s, whatever, but just looks like he could fight.
I feel like he's in his early 20s, maybe 24, 25. She is bored, but he pays for stuff, so it takes her to the Outback.
He also has tattoos on his hands.
I don't even feel tattoos. All right, well, let's see. What do you think, Spanish?
I think that she's hot, but I think he's young and naive, and she's so hot that he's just like, yeah, whatever. I work two jobs. I'm just lucky to be getting laid.
If I came home, my wife was like, oh, I just sent my boob some guy in Texas.
I'd be pissed.
I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
So what do you say, this girl? I say she's a strong 8.
I say she's a 6. Not an ugly 6. She's pretty, but she's not hot.
I'll split the difference and go 7.
All right.
Well, let's see when Carmen gets it. We'll see. Now, let me ask Gary. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I want to ask Gary if he, in fact, had tattoos on his hands.
Oh, yeah. And neck.
I feel like he's got maybe one or two tattoos. So much a blank canvas still.
Nah, I bet he's got a bunch of tattoos.
All right. Carmen, you getting her address over there or social security number? What are you doing there?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, so
they have a joint account, but there's no picture of her on it. And then she has a separate account. And like, there's only one picture.
Gary, you have a joint account with her?
Oh, I just started it yesterday.
Okay. And then she has her own separate account?
Yeah.
And you have no access to that?
Well, I do, but it's, you know, she doesn't put a bunch of stuff up on there.
Well, we just need one picture to see what she looks like.
Do you want to see what Gary looks like
first? Yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, Galvin said you have tattoos on your hands. Do you?
I have one on my arm.
Not
and
on your...
one on my bicep. I have my left bicep and right forearm.
Is that it?
Yep.
As I said, clean canvas. All right. So, and how old are you?
49.
Oh!
Damn.
Why? I had you like at 23.
Yeah. The voice does not match.
Yeah. I guess late 20s, early 30s.
How old is she?
She's 32.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so she must be hot.
Yeah. I'm bringing mine down.
So you want to see Gary or
her? All right, let's see Gary.
I'm telling you right now.
Well, let's see Gary, and then we'll reevaluate.
I don't even need to see Gary. I'm telling you, I'm bringing mine down from a hard 8 to about a 5.
All right.
Oh, dude.
Yep. That's not Gary.
You're killing me, bro.
That's Gary.
Gary, that's you with the hair and the beard?
Yeah, that's me.
I bring her down to 2.
Yeah.
No way she's hot, Gary.
You guys.
Dude, she's smoking hot.
All right, let's see her. Let's see her.
I'll punt in my coverage.
You guys are so wrong, but also, there is no way this is real.
No way, Gary. No way.
Nope.
No way what?
The picture, the girl with the Nirvana t-shirt?
Yeah.
That's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you, Gary. That's your girlfriend, like the guys in Texas think that's their girlfriend.
Yeah.
You live with her?
Yeah.
I would let her send her boobs wherever she wants.
Does she speak English, Gary?
That's what I'm doing it for.
That's the only picture of her. All of her other photos is this.
What is that? What does your family crest look like? Where's the what's on the Gary and Gilberta page? Where's the together page?
Gilberta's her page. My page is Janet Gary.
Okay, so why don't you have any pictures of anything but just your crazy face on it?
Because that's all she wants to see. I don't know why.
Do you have pictures of her on your phone that you could text Spanish?
Probably.
Do you have a picture of you and her together?
No.
Then you're not together.
Liar. Yeah.
I'm not a liar, bro.
How do you not have a picture of you and your girlfriend?
We just started dating like 3 weeks ago.
No way. So, there's no way.
We still have pictures. I do not believe you.
You're living together? You just started dating 3 weeks ago and you're living together.
You don't
have pictures.
You got to give us some backstory, Gary, because right now this is 90 Day Fiance in right here.
Yeah, fake fish.
Dude, I'm telling you. I've got a good job. I got 2 good jobs, actually, and then I have a side job.
All right, Gary, serious question. How big is her wiener?
Dude, you're killing me, man.
I'm telling you, Gary, no offense to you or all offense to you, there's no way you're getting this hot chick. Unless she does not as hot as this one mysterious picture looks.
No, dude, that's a good picture of her, but it is. I got plenty more.
Send me
some. Let us see some of them.
Well, tune in tomorrow.
No. I don't want you to go Google hot Mexican chicks or whatever she is.
Photoshopping.
See, my name is Gary, and I'm a big fat liar.
You're a liar, Gary.
I'm not a liar, bro.
Yes, you are.
All right.
I'm not lying.
All right, hold on. You're going to tell me in 24 hours or less, you'll be able to provide several pictures of the two of you together.
Yeah.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
You're going to give him 24 hours?
Well, I mean, what's he going to do? I mean, they can't all, he can't take them all overnight. Like, they got to be from different periods of time.
Right.
But if they're on his phone, if he already had, I don't know. I don't trust this.
Stay on the line, Gary, because Carmen will give you my phone number.
Yes. And then you can text him throughout the day. Me.
And then feel free to text him any time of the night.
And you have to get a time stamp.
Any time of the night. Nice, Mike.
I think anything can be Photoshopped these days, deepfakes. He needs to either Skype or FaceTime or Facebook Messenger.
Bro. No way.
Live video.
Bro, there's no
first
way.
Of all,
you look.
First of all, yeah. First of all, I look like what? I'm 49 years old, man. I've had a rough life.
No, I'm not insulting you.
I've been sober for 11 years.
You look. In that you have only one picture, and in that picture you look insane.
Yeah.
Well, I'm insane. I have mental health issues.
She looks like a... Yes, because you think you have a girlfriend that doesn't exist.
That's
a mental health issue.
Man. Bro, you're killing me.
Stop saying that word.
Sorry.
You look insane, and she looks like a supermodel. And
I know.
And now I only saw one picture of you. You could, if you zoom out and add a normal picture, you could be a very handsome guy. I can't tell. And then we'd be like, oh, well, that makes more sense. So I'm going by what I could see right now. And I also find the lack of evidence disturbing.
Well, like I said, man, she lived here. So why do I need pictures of
her? Where is she now?
She's hang on.
Oh, no way.
She's still sleeping.
Go wake her up. Go wake her up.
Yeah.
Go wake her up.
Go wake her up. Yeah. Just
I'm in the car, man. I'm smoking a cigar.
Now you're in the car.
Oh, okay.
I'll go wake her up.
All right, go wake her up. Go wake her up.
You hear the car door?
Yes.
All right,
listen, the fact that you're smoking a cigar in your car listening to us makes me very happy.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
Gary, I hope you prove us all wrong, just like David.
Dude, I will.
All right.
I will.
Do you have another page, Gary?
Like, I had two different ones, yeah, before.
Okay. He kind of looks like John Favreau.
Yeah.
She wanted the pics. She wanted the password to those, and she locked the door.
Oh, Gary looks like he could be Will Kuntz's crazy father.
Yeah, see, you don't look so bad with short hair, Gary.
He looks like retired Faith No More guitar player.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm a bass player, but
all right, here we go.
Steelers fan.
Hang on. Yep, definitely Steelers Seminoles.
Now, where do you meet this lovely lady?
I went her to a strip club. Actually,
was she working there?
No, it's Cheetahs.
I know. What was she doing? Just hanging out there?
Yeah, she was hanging out with her friends.
You picked up a girl in a strip club. Gary, you're a wealth of lies.
Night. No, not that night. No.
Okay, all right, all right.
She works. She's looking for a green card or something, right?
I don't know. Whatever. Listen, if Gary's like, yeah, I pay her $200 a week,
you're
I'm fine with that.
Ganging up on me, man.
Because
this is the only one that's been cool.
Listen, he literally just said you're totally unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not trying to be uncool. We're just saying this is a hard to swallow
story,
and we want you to prove us wrong.
By the way,
I will.
By the way, Joey, I just said,
I accepted your challenge. I'll prove you wrong.
Okay,
Joey, I just sent you a picture of me and my girlfriend. So if you can put that up, I'm gonna see what that looks like.
No.
Where is this girl? How big is your house? You can't find her.
Airport trash. No, dude, she locked me out. I don't have my keys.
Oh,
you don't have your keys. You were in your car.
And she was sleeping.
No.
You're a liar. You're just a liar.
I don't have a house key.
Gary, watch out. Gary, watch out. Your pants are on fire.
Yeah.
Look.
Look, on Bone TV, there's me and my girlfriend.
Calvin, you're going to have
Her name's Ariana.
Man, she looks like Ariana Grande. That can't be real.
It's a great couple.
That's a picture of me and her.
She's tiny.
Yeah.
Compared to you.
She's 3 feet tall.
Are you picking her
She's
up?
She's 3 feet tall.
She's a doll that came to life.
Oh, perfect.
Are you looking out a window? What is that?
No, it's me and her together.
So Gary, you're stuck outside your house. How are you going to get back in?
Well, I'm breaking, I guess.
She was sleeping. You went out to smoke.
At some point.
You went out to smoke a cigar. She got up and locked you out.
Probably because she's pissed off that I smoke cigars.
Oh, Gary, these are all lies.
Yeah. Your fake girlfriend is mad about your cigars?
Knock on that door and demand that.
You guys have Google Earth? You guys have Google Earth?
Yeah.
Right?
We can't see you live.
That's not how that works.
It doesn't work like live, sir.
Okay.
Listen to me. Knock on the door and until she answers it.
No, I ain't
I'd be
that.
Happy if I just hear, Gabby, hello.
Like, you don't want to get in your house? How are you going to get in your house? You're just going to wait out there for hours?
I'm going to go to the store and get her a Google card, and then she'll let me in.
Oh.
Did he really think Enemy of the State were moving satellites to get pictures of him live?
Yeah, he's going to wave to us.
Oh, my God. Gary, I don't even believe you're a real person.
Okay, look. You don't think I'm a real person? No.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. There's a hot girl inside your house. She locked you out because she doesn't want you smoking cigars. She locked you out of your own house, and now you're going to go to the store and get her a Google card so that you can get back in her house. You're in a horrible situation.
And you have a joint Facebook account with no pictures of the joint of you.
And they started dating 3 weeks ago.
Gary, real quick, though. So you were out in your car. How'd you get in your car? Do you have keys to get in your car?
Yeah, my car got impounded. I just have the one key on my key ring.
Oh, just the one key. Like everybody. You know how everybody just has one key on their key ring, not a key to their house? Yeah, okay.
Raise your hand if you believe Gary.
Yep.
That was our entire audience with no hands.
Look, the entire audience.
Gary, if I was looking like a complete liar douchebag in front of 3 million people, I'd at least knock on the door until that bitch opened the door and said, Gaddy, get out of here and go get my Google card.
Mike, you're killing me.
I know, killing you with honesty.
Hang on.
All right.
Going in the backyard, knock on the back window.
Yes. Okay.
I'll be so happy if she comes out and yells at you. I'll go, Gary, I was wrong.
Yeah, she'll curse me out in Spanish. That'd be great.
That's
yeah,
fine.
I mean,
where is she from?
She's from
his imagination.
No, Guatemala. She's from Guatemala.
Okay,
took you a little while.
She's beautiful.
No, I can't remember. Man, come on.
Leave him alone, Galvin.
It's only been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
An open letter from Galvin.
Yeah.
To a guy with a finger.
Dear Gary, please tone down your imagination.
Dear Gary, knock on that goddamn window so I can go home. I want to hear what's going on.
I'm knocking right now. Can you hear me?
No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Knocking on the window?
Okay.
Wake up.
Hola.
¿Qué pasa? He ain't getting up, man.
Oh, Gary, you are such a liar.
But she would get up to lock the front door while she's sleeping and then go back to deep sleep that she won't even wake up while you're pounding on the window.
Gary.
Man. Gary, liar.
Gary, liar.
G-A-R-Y. Same amount of letters. L-I-A-R.
Gary, wake her up.
Don't make me come down there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
He'll find you on the Google Maps.
I'll bang your fake girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm banging her right now. Yeah. Google card. Google card.
She loves it.
Real nice.
You know she's not there.
Well, the dogs are awake, so she should be
I don't even hear the dogs.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah. There you go. I hear a dog.
You hear him now?
Okay, now give me the same audio proof with the dog with the girl that you're giving me with the dog.
Gary.
Yeah.
In this photo, we only can see her torso and her head. Does she have legs?
That might answer a lot.
Yes.
All right.
Are you sure you're not banging the dog and calling and pretending the dog is your girlfriend?
It's a 7-pound Shih Tzu, man. Come on.
Yeah. You're destroying that thing.
Easy.
Oh. Gary, is she awake yet?
No, well, she is. She's not coming to the door. She might be in the bathroom. I don't know.
Gary, kick that door in right now. Break in like you were going to break in later. Just break in right now.
Nah.
It's your house. Yeah. How are you going to get in later?
Hang on.
I kind of admire that Gary's in this deep and still won't break.
I know, right? Good for you, Gary.
Hang on.
Gary, I promise you, we are all at the edge of our seats. Yeah. Take your time.
I would like to see you drive your car through the front of the house.
Yeah.
That'll teach her a lesson.
By the way, from now on, Google whenever that. Somebody has a fake girlfriend, it's called a Guatemalan Gary.
Yes.
She's not fake, I'm telling you.
All right, where is she?
I believe she's real. I just don't believe she's your girlfriend or with you. I believe that's a real human person, but just not your girlfriend or in the state of Florida.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay. All right, I know you're telling us.
We'd like to believe you, Gary, but you're giving us nothing but a barking dog.
Samson, go wake her up. Go wake her up. He thinks he's a Rottweiler.
I think you think he's a Rottweiler.
No.
What are you? You got to stop cursing.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You can be sorry all you want, but next time I got to hang up on you.
All right.
Now, is that what you want now? Because you're trying to figure out a way to get off the phone because you know you don't have a girlfriend in there?
No, I'm trying to figure out a way to get in the house without breaking too much stuff.
What is the deal? Like, you were going to just sit outside till she woke up?
Yeah. I got, like, 4 cigars. I just went to my buddy's place.
So he goes outside. She's dead asleep. She's totally asleep. You go outside. She wakes up, locks the front door, doesn't, like, check to see whether you're out in your car smoking cigars, goes back to bed, and so sound asleep that you won't wake up from you pounding on the window.
She was up most of the night because she's sick.
Oh, so I think we've glossed over another fact also. So Gary said that she won't let him back in the house until he arrives with the Google cards. So maybe she's waiting.
So then be like, Bonita, I'm here with your Google cards.
Nah, I don't speak Spanish, bro.
Has anybody left their house without a house key ever?
No.
Never.
In the history of time.
Maybe when I was 6.
Even when I go take the trash out, I take my house, like, I take a key or I leave the door open because I'm scared of getting locked out.
Something.
Anything.
Gary, this is the last chance before the whole world thinks you're a lying loser.
Well, look, man, I can make the challenge happen tomorrow morning. Right now.
Well, like, in what capacity?
He's got to FaceTime us or Skype us.
No. Yeah. Okay, I can do that.
You're saying you could Skype us tomorrow. What time?
What time you get on? You get on there at 6? What time do you want to do it?
Right before noon, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, so you and the mysterious girlfriend will be together on the Skype.
Yep.
Gary, not only am I looking forward to that, but if it turns out it's true, I will give you a prize.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I will invite you to be my personal guest, you and your girlfriend, and Mike Held to punch out number 5 at the Robarts Arena on August 15th.
Oh, I would live right down the street from Robarts.
Oh, that's perfect.
If she's real, she could probably be a ring girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
With legs.
All right. Well,
she has legs.
All right. Well, hold on. And Carmen, I don't know how we have his phone number.
I'll get it.
Yeah, give Carmen your phone number, and we'll rendezvous tomorrow at 7 a.m.
All right, sounds good.
All right, I hope, don't hang up. I hope you're right, Gary. I hope you're going to prove us wrong. All right, hold on.
The old Guatemalan Gary.
No way. There's no way in the world.
No.
Sad news, they did find the body of WWE star Shad Gaspard. 39 years old, body was found at Vero Beach after swimming with his son, who he saved and sacrificed himself. So tough, but at least they have some closure. Okay, thank you for being on the show today. Gary?
Oh.
No, hang on. I'm trying to find the right button. There we go. Tomorrow, we'll have the open letter rewind for you. Anything else I need to know about?
Yeah, but the big reveal.
You can't take credit for something that just happened on the show.
I'm not taking credit for it. I am genuinely excited.
I want it to be real.
By the way, can everyone please take a picture with you and your fake girlfriend, hashtag it Guatemala Gary, and send it to the Mike Helta show.
Yeah, please. Please, I'll make an Instagram photo book. And a fake girlfriend, whether it be like Galvin's Ariana Grande on his computer screen.
If you Photoshop it. If you just walk up to a random person.
Hashtag it Guatemala Gary.
Yeah.
And I'll make a photo album and put them all on our Instagram. Jesus.
You can Google how to spell Guatemala.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, I will be on the Calta and Kelly show with our old friend Justin Stangle, the former head writer and executive producer of The Late Show with David Letterman and the Harry Connick Jr. show. Tomorrow, Ron Bennington joins us. I'm very excited about that. And Friday, Michael Che. You guys have a great day. Check us out at Instagram.com/TheMikeCaltaShow, Facebook.com/TheMikeCaltaShow. Go help our hospitality worker of the day from yesterday because she's got kids and she's single and she's alone. She needs the money, so she's up there for 2 days. Thank you again to Olin Plumbing for kicking in a large sum of money to help keep this going. And poor Gary. We look so forward to seeing you fall on your face tomorrow. What do you think he does? He goes out and finds a girl? Like, how do you think he's going to try and pull this off?
I don't think he even calls her, answers.
All I know is I remember all the facts of all the questions that I asked him.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to ask her.
I was sleeping. Or she had to go on vacation for 4 years.
What if it's true? What if everything he said is true? And he lives in a house with an impounded car and a girlfriend who can lock him out whenever he leaves the house, and he can't get back in unless he brings her Google cards.
All right. Let's see it.
You don't have a girlfriend. You have a Guatemalan hooker.
Yeah.
That's what you have. Good for you.
Yeah.
Have a great day. We will see you guys tomorrow. The after show is up next. Goodbye.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool. That's why.
So what is Ryan Griffin doing out there?
Nah, he's back a quarterback.
Just being third Brady straight. Just being nice to him.
I think he's. I think he's
wiping down balls.
Yeah.
It's the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
What's really going on in your life?
Let's shoot Uma in the vagina.
Mike, why are you doing this?
Cal, I have to go. Bushy, bushy, bushy.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoot that thing, fat baby.
Go smash your fruit in the hole.
I cried a little bit. Would you call me a monkey? You're funny.
I love you, Spanish.
Check your panties.
Come down for moose soup after.
I don't even know. How do I make something funny? I don't even.
Can you hear that whistle?
Next time you lose, you lose.
Idiots.
Fatty McFatFat.
Mike!
Show daddy your mean face.
Ooh, so scared, chubby wubby.
Weirdo.
Genius!
What?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.